The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Hello, everyone. This is the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show. We're so happy to be on WTBR 89.7
and FM. WSBR 88.1
in Lee. Yeah, they've expanded. You know, you never ceases to amaze me what WTBR and its capabilities are. Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show, Jen Glockner, that's my name. I'm the director of the Office of Cultural Development, and Bev Prentice is operating the board, which we're very grateful for. Mm-hmm. And you are listening on 89.7, and what are the call letters for that one?
WSBR 88.1.
88.1, we got to add that to our 88.1. And we are recording this on a Tuesday, and it airs on a Friday. It's airing first on the last day of February, but we're talking about all the things going on in March. It's almost March.
Yay! Summer's coming.
Summer's coming. March 20th is the first day of
March. To heck with spring. I want summer.
Yeah, we can't skip the season. That's no good. But I can't. I think February went by very quickly.
It has.
So I guess that's a good thing. In March, we at the Liechtenstein Center for the Arts are so happy to host the Irish Sister City Committee 40 Shades of Green art show. It is featuring green or Irish themed art. We had a local call for art and we received, received a lot of response.
Good.
And so this is opening on Sunday, March 2nd with a reception. So the opening reception for the 40 Shades of Green art show at the Liechtenstein Center for the Arts is Sunday, March 2nd. It starts at noon. There is a wine and cheese reception put on by the Irish Sister City Committee members, and Rob Dwyer is going to be playing some music, DJ Rob Dwyer, and the Irish step dancers are performing around 1 o'clock, which is awesome. Fran Curley, who we all know and love, is a part of this Irish Sister City Commission and Committee, and he asked us to mention that the 40 Shades of Green Irish themed art show, open to the public, wine and cheese reception starting at noon on Sunday, March 2nd. Don't forget to mention the Irish step dancers performing at 1 o'clock.
Is it Ballina?
Yes, it is.
Ballina.
Oh, the sister city in Ireland. It is Ballina. Yeah, Ballina. In County Mayo. And they're on that note, you know, this is early because St. Patrick's Day is not obviously until March 17th, which is a Monday. So this opening reception is early in the month, March 2nd. But on Friday, March 14th at 11 o'clock in City Hall, City Council Chambers at City Hall, there will be a reception for the Irish Sister City, Ballina, Ireland. The reception will be held in City Council Chambers and feature a visit from Mayor Michael Loftus and Director of Services for Mayo County, Catherine McConnell. The reception will include music, dancing, and more. And PCTV will, of course, be broadcasting that event.
Oh, yeah.
That's happening on Friday, March 14th in City Council Chambers. And everyone is welcome to attend both of those Irish-themed events to get your March Irish going.
Have you been to Ireland?
I have not been to Ireland. Have you?
Twice.
And what? Tell me. What? Amazing, right?
It is absolutely gorgeous. If I ever can retire completely.
Psh, Bev.
I'm thinking about it.
You're considering it?
Sure.
Yeah.
I got relatives there.
Awesome. Where did you go in Ireland?
Oh, boy, where didn't I? We went pretty much across the whole country.
Wow.
That's mostly stayed in Limerick. where my family was.
Oh, great. And you still have family over there?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah. Get your butt back to Ireland, I say. Why not? It is also very funny, the Americanized version of St. Patrick's Day. Did you ever see, there was that one movie where someone from Ireland came over and they served him corned beef and cabbage, and he was like, what is this?
No, but I can understand it because that is an Americanized thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it is an Americanized version. But we're happy to celebrate Ireland and the sister city of Pittsfield on Sunday, March 2nd at the Liechtenstein Center for the Arts for the opening reception of 40 Shades of Green Art Show. And then again on Friday, March 14th at 11 o'clock in the morning at City Hall to welcome all of those delegations from Ballina.
How long does that stay up?
It stays up for the month.
Oh,
for
good.
The whole month of March. Okay. Yeah. So stop by and see it. And the Liechtenstein Center for the Arts is open Wednesday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. or by appointment because it is the Office of Cultural Development's office. So we're often there outside of those times for sure. Once again, this is the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show. We're so happy to be on WTBR 89.7 FM and 88.1 FM as well out of Lee. My name is Jen Glockner. I'm the director of the Office of Cultural Development for the City of Pittsfield. Bev Prentice is here on the board, and we are talking about things happening in the month of March and how fast the month of February went. We are very happy that we had a successful 10 by 10.
Oh, good.
Yeah, 10 by 10 Upstreet Arts Festival. The 10 by 10 New Play Festival at Barrington Stage Company is running through March 16th. So if you haven't seen that yet, get your tickets through Barrington Stage Company's box office. That is running through March 16th. They always run longer than we do, because it's been such a success. But we had fireworks on that Saturday.
I saw some memes about the fireworks and also the woman that does the fire dance.
Oh, Opal Raven.
So I finally got a chance to see what that looked like.
Yeah, she was great. And we were so thankful for the weather. You know, the weather in February was all over the place, including 50-mile-per-hour gusts of wind, which is not necessarily good for lighting off fireworks. So that did not happen for the fireworks show. It was a beautiful night, and more people, I think, than we've ever had came out to watch it from the parking lot.
Wow.
Some people have their place, like, by the post office or further downtown, but a lot of people came out for it in the parking lot, which was fabulous. I'm going through, because it's March, almost March, I'm going just through the Berkshire Theater Group and all that it's offering. And this is actually happening on Friday, February 28th at the Colonial Theater. It is joining Berkshire Theater Group in honoring Black History Month with the Black Legacy Project, a powerful musical celebration of Black history designed to advance racial solidarity, equity, and belonging. The immersive multimedia experience combines film, thought-provoking conversation, and live musical performances to inspire, educate, and entertain. This is going to be something. This is Friday, as I said, Friday, February 28th at the Colonial Theater on South Street. And you can get your tickets for that through BerkshireTheaterGroup.org, through their box office. They have a couple of cover bands coming up in March and beyond at the Colonial Theater. This one is the nation's number one Bruce Springsteen tribute band.
Okay, I was waiting for the word tribute.
Yeah, Bruce Springsteen is not coming, sadly. But the tribute band is, and it includes former producer and manager Mike Appel and E Street Radio on Sirius XM. Oh, he was the producer and manager of E Street Radio. So, and this band is formed in 1990, so it's been around for a while.
Yeah.
Unlike other tribute bands that focus on impersonating Springsteen's appearance, this one puts the spotlight where it belongs, on the music.
Okay.
How many, what's your favorite Bruce Springsteen song, can you name?
I don't think I have one.
there are a lot of them that I hear and say, oh,
Philadelphia, it's Bruce Springsteen. I think.
Yeah, that's a one. That's a good one. So this is happening on March 1st. Saturday, March 1st at the Colonial Theater. Again, all of these Colonial Theater events, you can get your tickets through the Colonial Theater box office. Did you know that you can go during box office hours to the Colonial Theater and to Barrington Stage Company and buy your tickets in person?
No.
Isn't that something?
Yeah, that's great.
That's old school. But it's sometimes nice to talk to an actual person
mm-hmm.
When you're purchasing your tickets, and you can see the stage map and know where you sit, and most of the people you talk to will be very helpful in selecting your seats. I'm looking at other, this is so funny, Step Back. What is this one? This one's on March 30th. The Corvettes Doo-Wop Review. A rollicking ride through the good old days of rock and roll. Oh, now this one, 1950s doo-wop. From coast to coast, high energy group delivers a fresh take on classic tunes. They're called the Corvettes. They've toured with legendary groups such as the Drifters, the Tokens, and the Platters, sharing the stage with the artists who originally shaped the genre. Their set list features timeless hits like Come Go With Me, In the Still of the Night, Run Around Sue, Shake, ooh, Rattle and Roll.
I love In Still of the Night.
Yeah, that's going to be good. That's March 30th. It's a Sunday at 2 p.m. And then this one, these, I haven't looked completely at all of these. The Drifters, the Platters, and Cornell Gunter's Coasters. It's more than a concert. It's a party. Relive the golden era of rock and roll and doo-wop with this band. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Legends. This is March 15th at the Colonial Theater. This one, playful classics like Charlie Brown, Yakety Yak, Poison Ivy, four powerhouse vocals delivering beloved songs such as Only You, Smoke Gets in Your Eyes, The Great Pretender, and Don't Miss the Drifters, which is Under the Boardwalk, Up on the Roof, This Magic Moment, on look at all these songs. It's amazing. So all of this, these are tribute bands coming up at the Colonial Theater. In the month of March, BerkshireTheaterGroup.org is the place to go for more information on that. Oh my gosh, there's a Best of the 70s in March.
We're going through the whole century.
This is so funny. That's Saturday, March 22nd. The Best of the 70s.
So they're skipping the 60s, huh?
I guess maybe they are skipping the 60s. Oh, and something they do on a regular basis in the garage is the kids' concerts with Terry Alaberry and friends. That's happening on Saturdays, March 8th, April 12th, and May 10th at noon. And the garage is that lobby, the lobby area. You walk into the Colonial Theater in the lobby, and then to the left is the garage. It's just kind of a more intimate space for watching performances. And Terry Alaberry, don't you no, he sings all those, he's a kids, he sings like You Are My Sunshine and all the good kids, aww, the kids stuff. It's good stuff. We are done with the 10 by 10 Upstreet Arts Festival. As I said, we are now shifting gears to First Fridays at 5, which is coming up before we know it. Last year, Third Thursday merged with First Friday's Arts Walk to create First Fridays at 5. Everybody try and say that 5 times, all what I just said, and it's not good. But it's happening again this year. We're so excited that it's happening again this year. It's starting in May. The first Friday in May is May 2nd, and then it'll go May, June, August, and September, because the first Friday in July is July 4th.
It seems like so far away, yet when it gets there, it's gone in a flash.
Yeah, we really do wait for the 10 by 10 to be over before we start planning it. The City of Pittsfield, along with Downtown Pittsfield, Inc., comes together to put this event on, and there are some cool things coming together for the planning, including a bike rodeo 1 month. We have some live bands in place. good sponsors lined up. So we're solidifying all of that in the next couple of weeks and look for a cool announcement in the coming weeks. Because it's March already, Bev.
I know.
How did this happen?
How did it happen to be 25?
How did that happen? What'd you say?
How did it happen to be 2025?
2025. That one's hard to wrap my head around. I'm still writing 2024 on many, many things. For sure. Once again, this is the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show. We're so happy to be on WTBR, 89.7 FM and 88.1 FM as well. My name is Jen Glockner. I'm the director of the Office of Cultural Development for the City of Pittsfield, and Bev Prentice is here operating the board, which we're so grateful for. We're talking about events that happen on a regular basis, but also special events happening in March. We just talked about a bunch of stuff at the Colonial Theater for the month of March. And of course, Barrington Stage Company features the 10x10 New Play Festival at its second stage. This is at the St. Germain stage at the Sedell and Lee Blatt Performing Arts Center, 36 Linden Street. And that is going through March 16th. It has been extended through March 16th because it's so popular. Every Sunday at Dottie's, there is a Domingo brunch. Dottie's, people know and love Dottie's for its coffee and food, but every Sunday from 10 to 12, there is live music at Dottie's. How cool is that? You go have a coffee, a little something to eat, and you
sit and relax and listen to the music.
Listening to music. So if you haven't yet checked out the Domingo brunch at Dottie's, please do that. And then what we always love to talk to people about, because it's not as known as it could be, is the Lichtenstein Center for the Arts, which is where our office is, the Office of Cultural Development. Every Monday night, there is a drumming class with Amy Jolinas.
Every night?
Every Monday. Okay. Every Monday night from 5:30 to 7:30. West African and Caribbean hand drum weekly Monday evening class with Amy Jolinas and Daniel Cohen. 5:30, beginner and intermediate teen. 6:30, intermediate and advanced. And there is a light fee for it. You can walk in, or you can get more information about it on lovepittsfield.com and register through Amy Jolinas, who runs the class. But yeah, every Monday night, there's drumming at the Lichtenstein. And there's people that go every Monday and love it.
Do your neighbors ever complain?
Well, some of the artists that have studios there know not to go on Mondays because it's not as peaceful as it could be when you're trying to make art. But no, there's no neighbors. I mean, there's the church, Pearl Street, but then there's no neighbors. So it's a good thing to have on Monday nights. There's something happening at the Collab now, Writer's Room, on Thursdays. Every Thursday, 18 plus, you have to be 18 years or older, 6 to 7 p.m., good vibes, coffee, tea provided, free write, study session, constructive feedback. So these Writer's Room, I've heard people that go to them and said that they're very cool. And the Collab, for those that don't know, is at 163 North Street, 163 North Street. These events that I'm talking about are all on lovepittsfield.com, the website that we know and love through the City of Pittsfield's Office of Cultural Development, lovepittsfield.com. March. Whew. What do they say? In like a lamb?
In like a lion, out like a lamb.
So is March come in?
Or vice versa.
March comes in like a lion and goes out like a lamb. That's what you're supposed to say?
It depends. If it comes in like a lion, it'll go out like a lamb. But if it comes in like a lamb, it'll go out like a lion.
I don't know. February has been
up and down.
Up and down and all around, for sure. Crazy. It is good for the ski season, though. Lots of good snow this year. There's probably 2 feet of snow on the ground. I was trying to look at it.
I hang my bird cages up in there to feed the birds in the winter. That's usually over my head. I can walk to them and bend down and fill them.
Really? So that's a lot. That's the level of snow.
That's snow.
Yeah. And you're up a little higher, so you have more snow than Pittsfield does.
Mm-hmm.
Something that's very cool for Hot Plate, that Hot Plate does, is the Silent Book Club. The next one is coming up on March 16th, which is a Sunday, from 1 to 3 p.m. The Silent Book Club is coming back to Hot Plate. If you are looking for something to do, come by and join us with your book, snack, and maybe a friend or loved one. From 1 to 1:30, you order your drinks and share what you're reading. From 1:30 to 2:30 is the quiet reading hour. From 2:30 to 3 is optional socializing or keep on reading. One time I accidentally went into Hot Plate when the Silent Book Club was happening, and I am not good at being silent. So I walked in, I was like, what's going on?
Oh, they're no. All.
So then once I figured out what it was, I was quiet.
But they actually have, you just go in to read.
You go in to read. And you can start for the first 30 minutes by, you know, introducing yourself and figuring out what other people are reading. It's a great way to learn about what others are reading. But it's very, it's a great concept.
Something new to me.
Yeah, it's a silent book club. Also in Pittsfield in March and beyond is the Lego Club. This is happening at the Berkshire Athenaeum after school Lego building fun with the library's huge collection of Lego bricks. Best for ages 6 to 10. Youth will have opportunities for free play, cooperative building, a Lego challenge, and a time for sharing. No registration required. The next one is Tuesday, March 18th from 3 to 4:30. 3 to 4:30. We love the library and all that it offers for people of Pittsfield. Crochet, Kids Knitting and Crochet Club at the library.
Oh, cool.
Isn't that so great?
That is.
And there was the Lego Club at the library, but we also are very fortunate that the Lego store in Pittsfield does cool things. The Lego store is Bottomless Bricks. And they're doing something on March 19th, starting at 6 o'clock, the Minifigure Trading Night Kids Edition. Is your child a minifigure collector? Join us every third Wednesday of the month for a special evening dedicated to minifigure trading. Bring your duplicates and find that elusive minifigure you've been searching for. It's a great opportunity for kids to work on their social skills and meet other kids who share a passion for Lego. Suitable for kids up to age 17. This Bottomless Bricks is so cool. It's right off of South Street, across from Ben and Jerry's on that side street in that plaza with Advanced Auto Parts. And It is cool. Bottomless Bricks. I try and request that no one buys Legos online anymore. Just go to Bottomless Bricks. They have all you need there. And if they don't, they usually can get it or tell you where to go to get it.
Cool.
So that's very cool. Once again, this is the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show. We're so happy to be on WTBR 89.7 and 88.1. What are the letters for that?
WSBR.
WSBR.
Think of Southern Berkshire Radio.
Oh, WSBR. Southern Berkshire Radio. You're so good. That is a expanded version of WTBR, so we're happy that there's some new ways to listen in Lee and the surrounding area. This is the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show. We are happy to be talking about all of the events happening in March and beyond. We got through the 10 by 10 Upstreet Arts Festival. That was a success. It was really good. We had lots of events and we pivoted a little bit because of the weather. But overall, it was once again a grand success. All of the events I'm talking about are on lovepittsfield.com, lovepittsfield.com. Thistle and Mirth in Pittsfield on the last Tuesday of the month, they do Paint a Pint Night with Berkshire Art Center, where you literally get a pint and you can paint whatever you want. And I have never done this, and I'm going to. It's on my list. Paint a Pint is from 6 to 9. Pizza is available from 5 to 10, and karaoke starts at 9. I mean, what more do you need? Pizza, paint a pint, and then karaoke. It's a little bit of everything.
Doesn't everybody love pizza?
I assume so. But I personally don't know anyone that doesn't like pizza. Do you?
No, not really.
So I assume that everyone likes pizza. And Pittsfield, I've never seen so many pizza places in one city.
There's a number of them.
Yeah. And they're all really good. Like, you can't pick a favorite. You just share the pizza goodness with all around. We are talking about all of the cool things happening in Pittsfield. This is the one I was looking for. Berkshire Writers Series. This is happening at Arrowhead. Whether you are an experienced writer or just starting out, you will find this seven-session, seven-genre workshop series invaluable. You know, Arrowhead. I always talk to everyone about Arrowhead because it's so cool that Herman Melville wrote Moby Dick in mm-hmm. Pittsfield.
Mm-hmm.
And you can drive by that house anytime you want on Holmes Road, right. But you can also go for tours on certain times. They're open for tours. Or you can do these cool writing workshops and other special events. They also started teaming up with Berkshire Natural Resources Council to offer snowshoeing on the property. Because it's beautiful. Even in the winter, there's those trails. This information is on lovepittsfield.com, or you can go directly to Berkshire History. .org, berkshirehistory.org for more information on that. Arrowhead. Herman Melville sat at that desk, looked outside, saw Mount Greylock, and thought it looked like a whale. Which now, that's all I ever think of when you look
up. I don't think anybody else has forgotten that.
No, and you can look, you can sit at the desk that Herman Melville sat at, and you can say there is the mountain on a clear day, and it does look like a whale.
It was in the winter, wasn't it?
When he saw it?
Yeah.
I don't know the answer to that, but
I more believe there was a whale when it was white.
Oh, when there's the snow on the snow covered. And it is funny when you look up at Mount Greylock and there's no snow on the ground in Pittsfield, and then suddenly you're like, oh, there. But
we can go skiing.
There is some on Mount Greylock. Oh, we're so happy to have Berkshire Art Center in the city of Pittsfield as well. They have a branch or an office or a station at 141 North Street, and they do have events there. The fourth Saturday of every month, that they do something called Parent and Me Art Meetup, which is very cool. And they do Friday night out. You can do adults, families, Berkshire Art Center. They, of course, also host a lot of different classes. We get a lot of calls that say, what kind of classes are available? And we always refer them to Berkshire Art Center because they are the professional art teachers in the Berkshires. And we're lucky that they now have a space in Pittsfield. All of the information that I've been talking about is on lovepittsfield.com. If you have an event happening in Pittsfield, please let us know about it, and we will put it on our website, lovepittsfield.com. And we also put out a newsletter on Wednesdays that goes out around noon for all the cool events happening in Pittsfield. And if you want to subscribe to that newsletter, you can do it on lovepittsfield.com as well. You can contact us in the Office of Cultural Development. It's myself and Jesse Tobin McCulley, and we have a lovely intern from Miss Halls as well. cultural.development@cityofpittsfield.org. cultural.development@cityofpittsfield.org. Let us know anything you're thinking and any events happening that you would like us to help you publicize. In the most upcoming is the March themed show, 40 Shades of Green, at the Liechtenstein Center for the Arts. Open Wednesday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. with an opening reception on Sunday, March 2nd, starting at noon. And we are welcoming the delegation from our sister city in Ireland, Ballina, on Friday, March 14th at City Hall, starting at 11 o'clock. Again, check lovepittsfield.com for all of the information. This has been the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show. My name is Jen Glockner. I'm the director of the Office of Cultural Development for the City of Pittsfield. Bev Prentice is operating the board. Thank you, Bev, for all you do. Have a good week, everyone.